You've got a copy of the agenda introductions. I'm Larry Marlboro, the director of the IS department here at the county. Roger Mars is my deputy director. Luke Forbach's a senior technician. We've got from Olson Engineering, Mitch Pleak, Jamie Villani, and David Holtzel. Olson has been contracted with the county to provide project management and oversight on this project. So they're the technical aspect. They're pretty much this project's administration is all in Olson. The county's paying them. They're doing it for us. And Bill Knowles joined us from Public Works. He's sitting down there to your right. Mm-hmm. He's Public Works Director, or I forget his full title.
Infrastructure and Construction Services.
There you have it. Basically the Public Works Director. Request for information. You have any questions regarding this, it should be directed at Leavenworth County. Myself, my email address is provided there. I will get them to Olson, and Olson will reply back, and then I'll provide their responses, or at least archive their responses, so that we can keep any addendums, because we want to keep all the answers to any questions compiled and provided again at a later date, so that everybody who wants to bid has a chance to see the same answers to the same questions. Keep everything on the same keel. Document distribution is being handled through the Drexel website, which I assume you both are familiar with, and also is present on the Leavenworth County's website. Any documents that we add will be done on both the county site and Drexel. Any questions today? I'm recording this meeting, and we're going to do a transcript of it. Questions and then the answers that are provided, and I'll be posting them on the website within the next couple of days. And then other questions that we receive as we go through this process will be compiled, and I'll be putting another set of those up as an addenda later in May 23rd, because this closes on the 26th. So with all of that out of the way, we're going to go to the David Holtzel there. He's going to run down this project for you.
Yeah, so Dave Holtzel with Olson, telecom team leader. So the scope of this project is a fiber optic network ring to three buildings, including the one we're in, the Justice Center across the street, and the...
Four buildings, actually. Health Department.
Cushing. But Cushing being the other one on the ring, and then there'll be a lateral to the Health Department on the end. So we have developed the plans for the conduit and whole physical layout. We've developed network diagram and splicing. You won't see those splicing documents in these. They'll be distributed to the winning bidder. Generally, it's a telecom project for a public entity. Two-inch conduit, backbone fiber. Backbone fibers go into the buildings to create this ring. Basically, you have a bridge attachment that is a little bit more unique, goes on the side of the bridge. Other than that, it's directional bore trenching operations through a very old town, where we need to be cognizant of the restoration of streets, brick paved streets, and sidewalks and the like, and old infrastructure associated with that. We are building everything in the right of way. There's been no acquisition of property for this to be built on. So it will be in the public right-of-way or on public-owned properties that will be routing all this through. The one bridge is an attachment of rigid conduit. Other than that, it's pretty standard build, fiber, tracer wire, and the like. So with that, generally, I'll ask if you have any questions to follow up on that, and we can discuss those as we need to. Maybe I add that there is ISP work going in two different fashions, both existing conduit in some of it and proposed conduit inducting for other components of it. The Justice Center, they're dual entries to the ringed buildings. So this building has entries that are diverse. Justice Center has buildings that are diverse, and Cushing has building entries that are diverse. And then the lateral tees off at one point of the backbone to go down to the Health Department. That is its own. It still has diverse paths in it, but they're not separated. So... add to that. So that's the general scope.
So one question I have, I saw you guys have a pretty detailed running line as far as off of edge of pavement, and how much, you know, wiggle room do we have on that running
line? Yeah. So as we discussed throughout the design process, telecom, putting a 2-inch conduit in moves a lot easier than anything else.
Absolutely.
So it's our intention that you stay within the right-of-way.
Yes.
But there is latitude for horizontal and vertical adjustments to avoid existing utilities of all natures.
Okay.
And we want that to happen. We want to keep away from those utilities. There is some storm work that's proposed for the city that's included. There's more detailed information, and in that portion of the job, you'll need to be at a vertical and horizontal location that avoids the proposed infrastructure, and so you'll have to be careful about that.
Okay.
It will be important. It will not be as adjustable.
Right.
Because the components that are going to be added in the future aren't there.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
It's not just missing them, it's missing what they're going to be. So
yep.
Those will be important. I know that was an important aspect the city had, and we will be watching for that as it's constructed. But just running down the road and you have something to avoid, a water meter, curb stop, whatever, those things are going to be there. You know, we generally want you to be 3 feet or more deep. We're not looking to avoid things by going to 12 inches deep.
Absolutely.
And that will not be acceptable in the field, but we will be reasonable. I think in the specification we allowed 24 inches as a minimum. So that is an exception. It's not, we're going to accept 24 inches.
Right.
And we will be watching for those depths. It will be part of the red line drawings, and those areas will be called out at the time that they're wrong so that they can be fixed right away. We won't be accepting them. At an elevation that kind of work. So,
I was more curious about trying to, you know, help with restoration stuff in the town. So if we could stay out of the brick sidewalks or something like that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, we walked this pretty carefully. We've looked at this pretty good. But we can't see below the ground.
Absolutely.
So if we encounter things that we need to adjust for, we'll be, people in the field will be able to make those decisions.
Okay.
To move the job. Questions.
Another question I had, I saw the details on your restoration of the streets, if we do any saw cutting. I did not see one for core holes, like if we have to spot a utility. Is that going to be the same cutback deal, or are we going to be able to?
We'll expect those to be benched in.
Yep.
So if you core hole an 8-inch hole, you back it out, you're going to have to fill it back up, flow fill it back up, and then we'll want to bench that repair so that we're not just pushing a plug back in the ground in the future fails because of freeze thaw.
Okay.
We usually leave that for you guys to ask that question because not everybody potholed the same way.
Right.
But yeah, we'll expect that to be benched and capped, basically looking like the trench detail. Bill, I don't know if you have anything to add to.
I've mentioned it to Mitch and Larry before. So the county policy on a couple different things is this is an ARPA fund project, which is the American Recovery Act. It is a locally administered project, so Davis-Bacon does not apply. So contractors sometimes ask those questions. The county's general policy is they don't pay for stored materials. So if you order a bunch of materials in advance of the project, generally they pay for those on a monthly basis as they're installed. So I don't know. I don't think Larry would be as familiar with that, but our county administrator has denied every request for stored materials on all of the construction projects since I've been here. And so just so you guys are aware, stored materials are normally paid for on all. There generally isn't any, Larry confirmed this, there's no requirement subcontracting within general county guidelines, so the percentage of the project that is done by a general contractor versus subcontractor is not outlined in the contract. So if you have subcontractors, there isn't some sort of percentage threshold that we have to track either.
What about approval of a subcontractor?
You don't generally have an approval process. Prime contractor who we have our contract with is responsible for the delivery of the product, and so any recourse that would need to occur would be through you guys as the prime contractor. So generally speaking, the county does not interact directly with a subcontractor in the case of inferior craftsmanship. I don't know what we have on this project for Saturday work.
We did have restrictions based on what we got from the city. So there are some restrictions in there. They were going to allow it only in certain circumstances and only in certain areas. There were some restrictions that are spelled out in the specifications.
You know, being in people's front yards when they're off work, so you're probably going to get more complaints if you work on Saturday. So right. Probably you're going to try to avoid that anyway.
Yeah.
But generally, everybody would be notified by Thursday afternoon if you're going to work on Saturdays, just so they can have an inspector out there if necessary.
I would just like to add that part of specifications is to do a pre-construction video survey, so that helps everybody in the room today. You know, there'll be somebody that is upset, you know, with something, right?
Yep.
So that needs to be done, and then also part of the contract, you know, any disturbances, you know, are to be sodded. You know, it needs to be a good set of good stand of grass, right? And the contractor is responsible for, you know, getting that to a good stand. So, and plan accordingly, you know, if we're running out of season to do, you know, sodding, I mean, that's fully expect that you're going to have to come back the next spring and saw it and make it right. So I think everybody in the room understands. Nobody cares if the fiber, you know, works. It's just how the grass looks, right? So.
Well, as far as the residents concerned, yeah.
That's where the phone calls come in. Yeah. So that's
got to pay the bill.
But if I have to go plant a couple yards with grass seed in order to get some good fiber, I'll be willing to donate an evening or two.
So are you okay with grass seed, or is it all need to be sawed?
It has been spec'd out as sod.
If we have it spec'd out as sod, now I know that there's times when you say, hey, if you get grass to grow, we, you know, people have been flexible, but if it's a mess, we're going to require sod.
Okay.
That's just the bottom line.
Yeah.
So
I kind of drove the site before I came over. I was like, well, I mean, grass seed would probably be sufficient in a lot of these areas. So, I mean, obviously there's some that need sod. I was just curious if that was sod was a spec, or if we have a good stand of grass before we finish the project, that would be sufficient.
Yeah, and I think we can probably discuss that, but
okay.
The specifications for sods.
Yep.
Please figure accordingly.
Yep.
I'm also happy to get fiber. I didn't mind that Google just kind of went.
Yeah, you didn't care to throw on.
Yeah.
The unfortunate part is the residents won't be as benefited by this as a Google project.
Yeah, this isn't for the public necessarily.
Exactly. I guess I'd ask that question, excuse my ignorance. Who would be responsible? Who is responsible? Is the contractor or the county responsible for door hangers prior to the project? Or are we going to notify the property owners along the corridor? That's my own ignorance, because I don't remember seeing that.
So I don't know that we specify. I don't believe we specify door hangers. It's definitely a good practice to let them know. So if we need to talk about that, I'm certainly could add that in there.
Well, sometimes we do them, and sometimes the contract does them. So
I don't think we didn't.
I think all I saw your documents was traffic impact, was notification of that and signage, but
right.
Not general.
Similar door knocking.
Not general inconvenience factor.
Right. So if we need to discuss that addition, that would be easily added.
I said I'd sprinkle grass seed. I didn't say I'd go door to door with
hangers. hang the door hangers.
That's
the grass
a level
seed
of use I don't think I would want.
Hey, stick it on that doorknob, I'll bet you get on
rush.
Hurry.
Yeah.
But yeah, just to reiterate, so if we did, for whatever reason, that's not going to happen with this project. If we get a bunch of dead grass, we're going to fully expect to get that refurbished. And,
yep, absolutely.
And then, you know, I think sometimes, not with the county work, but when I was with the city, you always have property owners that are doing some work like, hey, since you got your excavator out here, you mind, you know, knocking this thing out or something like that, that we don't have any specs that say you can't do that, but in every event, if that were to happen, that's between you and the property owner.
Right.
So that's it.
And further, if the property owner comes and says, you disturbed my grass fixing this thing for me, and it looks like it was part of our project, it's going to have to be restored as part of that. So just keep all that.
Yeah. Sorry to beat that.
It sounds like I just say no.
Yeah, I'd rather us clear that up now than later on be standing there in front of a homeowner who's not happy, who maybe not has a real reason to be unhappy, but
yeah,
that we cleared all that up.
Because so. They will call a county commissioner.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know they were working on the side for me, but my grass is all messed up.
Sure.
I don't like it.
Because they ran fiber in the front yard and my tomatoes died in the backyard.
Yeah.
You guys killed them.
They had to be.
I know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So maybe you want to discuss, we're going to have a full-time person out there on site.
Yeah, we'll have a
construction.
Yep. We will be responsible for that. So we will be the contact liaison between the contractor and the county. For all field incidents, all issues, including agreeing on quantities and whatnot as we go along the project, so that those reports will be daily, weekly reports will be done to track that progress. Best situation is that the contractor and the inspector work together to have agreeable records. So at the end of the project, we're not looking back trying to discuss whether we did or didn't do certain things during the project that have been recorded the whole time. So, Mitch talked about the pre-con video. That's super important protection for everybody involved in the project. I can't stress that enough, how important that is.
Now, what about fees for city or county right-of-way permitting? Are we going to be responsible for those, or since it's a county project?
The county is responsible for the fees, or the contractor is responsible for the fees, Mitch? Bill?
For what? I'm sorry.
For the fees for county permitting, will they be waived because this is a county project?
Well, none of this project would be within the county as far as it would be all city right-of-way fees, and so I believe we already acquired all of the city right-of-way access permits that we need. So
we've got them approved. The city's approved the plans for permitting. So let me clear that up.
Historically, the city has not waived anything for the county. So either the county would be responsible for it or the contractor. But I would suggest that the county just go ahead and pay those fees. That's what I would generally do on our projects. But the city didn't even waive the rezoning application fees for hospital or running this fiber.
We'll have an answer in the addendum.
Okay. So I don't think that they would waive any fees for us.
We can make a mental note of that.
They will not waive. I would suggest just doing a voucher and having Debbie catch you a check.
What kind of money are we talking about?
$700.
Several hundred.
They're quibbling over a matter of hundreds of dollars with the city.
They made us pay an application fee and then asked us for a free lot. We gave them the lot and paid the application fee. So
generous.
Duly noted.
You're probably not going to have the fees made.
That's ridiculous.
We'll talk to them and see what we can get.
Where you might have maybe you have a.
I have a very good rapport with the city's IS department, but they don't set fees for stuff like that. That's an entirely different group of people.
We'll have that conversation.
So we
help each other a lot on the IT side.
Contractors provide all.
Apparently not on the planning and zoning side.
We're testing.
That's a call situation.
We not very cooperative.
Okay.
We've seen them fighting more and more cities across the country that are learning that
so
how much they're missing out.
Test for
suburbs of
Dallas
are small cities.
We can
Well, they get their nickel, but eventually I think they lose money in the long run by ticking off possible partners.
it's just
$3,000 per office.
So the cities are just sort of getting wide.
Yeah.
But
No, I don't want to be in that meeting. It just seems like a really bad, bad political move. But whatever.
Have you seen that stuff?
Yeah.
Any other questions from the bidders?
Will weather delays be added into finish date on this, or will it?
How much time did you put in the front end document?
I thought until December.
Yeah. So, weather delays, you know, it's not a working day contract, though, right? It's just a completion date contract.
Yes.
I think if we were outside of just average rain, there could be consideration given for that, would be my thought process.
Okay. As you know, if we get into September and we get, you know, a month and a half of straight rain,
if that happens, we would have to revisit that.
Okay.
The biggest thing we need is this done this year.
Right.
That's why I put a December project completion deadline, if you will. And I've told the commissioners it will be done this year. So with the ARPA funding and everything else, we really want to get it done this year. And I figure by December, you'll start having other problems that would cause you reasons to want to delay. So we don't even want to get, we don't want to see snow on the ground, and we're still scrambling to try to get this done.
This is a $26,000-foot project. I mean, this should not be a long. Now, we do have supply chain issues in our country right now that are impactful to a project and a project like this. So that certainly needs to be the most important thing that happens the second a contractor is selected, is materials need to be ordered immediately. I mean, this isn't something that, oh, I didn't get to it. And we get into September, we don't have any materials. That's going to be problematic.
Fiberglass being one of the main ones, those handholds are going to be.
Right. Yep. So there's not a ton of handholds on here, but there are handholds. Yeah. And so waiting on handholds, and it may be that you have to wait on them while you're pouring and doing all that. But that December deadline is pretty set.
Yep.
So, and also, I think in the event there is some weird weather and there is delays, everybody needs to know that, like, as the progress goes. You know, even like the first couple of weeks, everything's per plan, per schedule. We can't wait to the end of the project. I'm not saying you guys would do this, but I know for a fact the county does not take that lightly, waiting to the end of the project and finding out we got 4 more weeks or something like that. So.
Generally, what we are required, this is more of a pre-con meeting than a pre-bid meeting, but generally what we required is that if you fall more than 2 weeks behind schedule, you provide an updated schedule, and upon receipt of an updated schedule that shows the completion date beyond the contractual completion date, the county would have to make a determination whether or not to accept that, and then Larry would need to get that contract amended by the Board of County Commissioners to accommodate that later completion date.
Sounds reasonable.
Therefore, your initial schedule, albeit you may have a schedule that you provide that's conservative, while you have an internal schedule that is more aggressive.
Yep.
So you stay in that 2 weeks.
In the words of Gene Kranz, failure is not an option.
There you go. Deliver and under promise.
Yes.
Well, I've heard there's a few things that the supply chain is, you know, cable and some of that stuff is starting to come back into a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Reality. That's what we're here to. I don't know that fiberglass is one of those, but fiber seems to be one that's starting to creep back in. Now, a whole lot of money's getting ready to dump into our economy for that purpose, and that can change things as people are positioning for that. So we're looking for pretty off-the-shelf stuff, so it should give some latitude for that. Any other questions? I don't think so.
Well, there's no other questions, and I guess we're largely done here. Yep, looks like that's the last item, number six. We are free to move about. If you think of anything in the future, as I mentioned in the agenda, just send it to me. Got my email address. I'll get it to Dave, and we'll get you your answers back, and we'll be sure to post any of these answers that, from other people. I'm really hoping there's other vendors that just didn't show up so that you won't be the only two. But when we field questions from them, you'll eventually see the answers that are provided to everybody. We're going to keep compiling these, so there'll be nothing hidden. I'm big on transparency of our processes. So you'll be getting that in the future. So thanks for coming in today, and look forward
to
seeing your proposals.
Yeah.